GoodSuccess.com.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the privilege to learn from you again from the Secret Flow, the Good Success Podcast, where you really want to show us how to succeed in every area of life. Be magnified, O God, in Jesus' name. I pray that for everyone in the valley of decision, everyone is confused, everyone who really wants to go forward in life and have come with expectation today, I pray that you visit everyone at the point of their needs, in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains, go forward. I think there is no better time than to have a topic like this than now, where we're actually looking at how we can move forward and go to the next level of every area of life. How do we make progress when everything else doesn't make sense? I don't know if you have been in that situation before, and probably you heard God saying this is what you should do, and you started doing what God asked you to do. And at the end of the day, it seems like all hell has just broken loose, trying to stop what God has told you in your life. You fasted, you prayed, you went to a special event, God spoke to you clearly, and everything just began to go haywire. And one of the situations like that in my life was, I think, when I finished my OND and I wanted to go to the university then, to OAU, and everything was working fine. I even had somebody in that department who was like the HOD, so everything was supposed to work fine. I had the right grades, everything was perfect, and I believe God was leading me to that school. But just before admission, everything went haywire. My name didn't come out. That was the moment in my life that I could say I probably prayed most or fasted most in life. But everything seems to be working against that agenda. And I was confused. I was like, but what's happening? I prayed, I fasted, I'm doing everything right. I don't think I backslided. So why is everything not working like I planned? Well, that was my baptism into understanding what really happens when God wants to make something happen. See, we've seen several examples in the Bible. For example, the time of Moses. Moses was supposed to be the deliverer of the Israelites from slavery. And when Moses was born, all hell was loose. And they wanted to kill all the children at his age, but he narrowly escaped. There's one thing that always happens. When God is the one who owns the agenda, it doesn't matter what happens to everyone else, he makes sure that his agenda comes to pass. That was a great genocide. He killed all the children that were supposed to be at the age of Moses. But guess what? Moses escaped. The same thing happened during the time of Jesus. It's like every time there's a deliverer, the enemy goes crazy and wants to destroy that deliverer by all means. And that's what happened. Herod planned to kill Jesus. He killed all the children of his age, but he still failed. See, it doesn't matter what else is failing around you. It doesn't matter who else's dreams are not coming to pass. But because God is the one that has given birth to that dream, it will not fail. The Bible says in the book of the first journal, it says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How do we make progress in life when everything else doesn't matter? Go forward. Go forward is the word. I know it sounds simple to do, just to go forward. Well, we know that at the time of the Israelites, they were supposed to go forward in the book of Exodus chapter 14. God instructed them. God sent Moses. God did all manner of miracles. And he said to the children of Israel, leave Egypt, go and worship me. I want to take you to a place where you can worship me. And, you know, Moses was leading them onward. Guess what? The enemy that they already bargained with, that agreed and told them to leave, changed his mind suddenly. And I don't know if it's someone like you or maybe something happened to you. That sickness that you had before that seems to have disappeared, seems to be showing up again. That kind of failure you experience sometimes in your life and everything else has been going fine. But at some point, something just seemed to have changed. It's like, but what's happening? I thought I've overcome this. Well, it's just the same thing that happened to the Israelites. They already bargained. They already had their freedom. In fact, to show that everything was sealed, the Egyptians gave them gifts. They gave them gold. They gave them almost everything they were going to need in the new place. But guess what happened? They suddenly changed their mind overnight and they began to chase them again to destroy them. So I don't know what it is in your life when it looks like everything else doesn't make sense. I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm walking in righteousness, but what's happening here? Well, if you're feeling that way, many other people have felt that way. The Bible says whatever is happening to you and I, they are not things that are not common to man. They are things that are common to man. They are things that are happening to other people also. So we can see several examples of this in the Bible. Does it look like all hell has broken loose and every avenue to the progress you want to have seems to be blocked? Well, the Bible is still telling you, God is still telling you, go forward. Go forward. Don't let anything stop you. We're going to look more into this today. Because God instructs you to go in a direction does not mean that you won't see obstacles. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. What are devices? Things that are carefully crafted and planned out to work in a certain way. The enemy is carefully planning and strategizing to make sure whatever God has said about you doesn't come to pass. And we often assume that because God has said go ahead, that everything is just going to be smooth. No challenges are going to come. Well, I don't know of that example in the Bible. Because the moment God gives us instruction, the enemy also seems to want to block it by all means. But we cannot give up. Praise God. So, we must understand that this is something that has been happening to all the fathers of faith before us. All the patriarchs of old. I just mentioned the example of Moses. What about the example of Joseph? He had a dream. This is God saying go forward. This is God showing him the pattern of his life, the glory in his life. This is God showing him. And guess what happened? Joseph saw the clear picture of what was going to happen. And the same brothers schemed against him. His brother, the same brothers he was supposed to rescue in the future, they were the ones that wanted to destroy him. You can see that nothing makes sense there. He has seen it that you are going to bow to me, more like I'm going to be the deliverer in the future. Now the same people were supposed to deliver, they were the ones that wanted to kill him. But you know what? God made a way of escape. Look at Jacob. Jacob, his life, he was supposed to be a patriarch. He was supposed to be walking in righteousness. But his life was messed up with all manner of tricks. But guess what? God still used that to deliver him, to rescue him, and change his name. What about the case of Isaac? See, God instructed Isaac. He said, don't go to Egypt. Stay in this land and I will prosper you. Isaac obeyed, just like you and I have always been obeying God. But guess what? The well he was digging, he needed this well for maybe irrigation, for feeding his cattle. But guess what? The enemies were blocking it. See, imagine the funniest thing. The enemies did not have wells, but his own wells were coming up. Were they not supposed to partner with him? They were blocking it. They took over, they blocked it, they were just preventing it. But guess what? God never allows himself to be defeated. God uses the enemy for our own purpose. So, whether the enemy is coming against you in certain areas of life or not, one thing we should all rejoice about is the fact that we know that our case is already determined. We are not fighting a battle that we don't know the outcome. No, we know the outcome because he has made us more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. So look at the example of Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, that was supposed to be our perfect example. And guess what? When Jesus was born, in fact, this one was targeted. During Pharaoh's time and Moses, they didn't even know they were going to kill a deliverer. He was just doing it as a contempt to the slaves, just to make sure they are weakened and they don't become more than the people. But this time around, they knew Jesus. It was targeted, just like Joseph. It was targeted to destroy him. But guess what? He was being rescued every moment of the way. And that is why we need to know that when God says go forward, he means go forward. We can't allow anything else to destroy us or to deceive us or to hinder us. One thing we should always remember is what the word of God says, that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. All that you and I need to do and be sure of is that we need to be sure that God is the one that said go forward. God is the one that gave the assignment. If he's the one, we know that whatever is born of God, the idea that is born of God, the business that is born of God, the career that is born of God, the movement that is born of God overcomes the world. And when we say the world, we are not just talking about the earth, we are talking about the system of this world, including the devil and his agents. They will always bow to the will of God. Exodus 14:13, it says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Till now, I still don't know of any time that the Egyptians have tried to attack the Israelites. I don't know of one. Other people have tried, but I don't know of one. Do you know they are very close to each other? But God said, the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. And I'm praying that for every one of us today, even as we have landed in December, the Egyptians you've seen from January up till now, you will see them no more in Jesus' name. Amen. And what did Moses do? What do we do when all else doesn't make sense? That's what we are especially looking at today. What should I do when everything doesn't make sense? The same people I'm supposed to deliver, they are showing contempt. They are even trying to destroy the plan that God has made. Just like Joseph, his brothers were trying to destroy him even though he was the deliverer. His parents also did not understand him. Everything doesn't make sense, or everything didn't make sense at that time. But guess what? Even if everything doesn't make sense, God will remain at his word. Go forward. Just like our father Bishop David Edipo normally says, God does not lead backwards. He always leads forward. So if God says go forward, he will always remain at go forward. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter the challenges. It doesn't matter the economy. It doesn't matter the strategies or the principles or everything the government is trying to do. It doesn't matter what they are doing. If God said go forward, it means go forward. It means nothing else can stop the plan of God. And remember that it's not your fight, but God's fight. The only thing we just need to be sure of is that God is the one that said go forward. God is the one that said fight the fight. If he's the one, then the battle is the Lord's. But what should I do? Well, I've mentioned that God does not lead backwards, and that you must go forward. One thing why this inspiration came for this topic is that I was just considering the fact that when the Egyptians were going to cross the Red Sea, do you know what happened? The river became walls, one on this side, one on the other side. Not solid wall, water wall. That means all they could see were water, just water by the right, water by the left. Even though that was a miracle, for water to be standing on its own, for you to be seeing dry ground, and I know river is not always plain ground. It's more like a valley. It's deep. That's why there's water there. But how did God level it up? Those are miracles. But you can see water that is standing is enough a concern. I don't know if you have pictured it before, but you are seeing water by the right. You are seeing water by the left. And you are going. Anything can happen. It means that water can change its mind. The water that decided to go and stand, it can change its mind and flow. What if God was just going to destroy them in that river? So many things will be coming through their mind. But guess what? God still said go forward. Sometimes the miracles that God will do to move us from where we are to where we are going doesn't make sense. How do I see water that can fall down any moment and I'm still going to go through it? That requires faith. That is our responsibility. You see, despite the fact that God is doing his work, I don't know if you have experienced it before. God is doing something. It's a miracle. But even the miracle itself, it requires faith for you to engage it. It requires faith for you to walk in it. Imagine the woman that was asked to pour oil in bottles. How do I know that the oil is safe? How do I know that I've not lost my mind? Or how do you keep pouring oil in bottles and are getting filled? You may think you're just dreaming, but you know what? Even if you can't feel it, if you can't understand it, if it's God that said it, what should you and I do? Go forward. And if you are faced with that situation and God has said go forward, there are so many things that are going to come up. Number one, there are going to be doubts. There's going to be fear. Fear that the water may fall down. What if the whole thing fails? Okay, what if God does not fail? What if I sinned and God gets angry and pour that water on us and we all drown? So many things will keep going through our mind. But one thing we should do is, number one, just like Moses, even if you can't understand, we must not speak negative words. We must not focus on what we are seeing. We must focus on what God has said and speak the words. You don't have to be inspired to speak the right words. You don't even have to be in the spirit, in quotes, to be able to speak the right words. See, if you read verse 13, actually, to be precise, it's obvious here that Moses had not heard God on what to do next, because now they can see river ahead. The Egyptians are coming at the back, and God was the one that said they should go on this journey. But guess what Moses did? Instead of saying, "What's wrong with you people?" or "Oh God, what do I do?" he began to speak words even they wasn't sure. He said to the people, "Don't be afraid." As God asks you to go on a journey, as God asks you to embark on a business, as God asks you to go into a career, God is saying, "Don't be afraid. Remain steadfast." That's the meaning of stand still. He said, you know what? Just stand still. Remain steadfast. Don't change your mind. Don't begin to have second thoughts. Don't have doubts. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses was prophesying. It was obvious that he hadn't heard God yet, because if he heard God, he wouldn't be going back to God to ask what to do. In verse 15, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me?'" Even Moses was crying to God. After he talked, he now began to cry to God. "God, what shall I do? I've already said you are going to take over, but what shall I do?" He wasn't sure, but he was speaking the right words. You know, most times the reason why our faith doesn't work or what God has said doesn't work is because we heard one thing, we are speaking another. God said, "By his stripes you are healed," and then I'm speaking sickness. God has already said, "You will make progress, you will increase. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one a great nation." Even if you have not seen it on December 1, and God said it in January 1st, what do? We keep speaking the right words. I have found out in my little journey as a Christian that what we speak matters more than even what we hear or what we pray. You can pray one thing and be speaking another thing. God will confirm what we say. He said, "Whoever says to this mountain," not "whoever prays to God for this mountain," "whoever says to this mountain, whoever says to this mountain, move," he said, "it will be moved." So we need to begin to speak what we want God to do. And then what else should we do? We must make sure that we keep speaking the right words. And then if you are not sure, we go back to God. God spoke to Moses before that they should embark on this journey. Now when he wasn't sure, what did he do? He went back to God. It's never a sin to go back to God if you are confused. If God is the one that gave the instruction, we should go back to him if we are confused. Then one thing I noticed here is that Moses began to act immediately. He stretched his hand. We must be sure of the special instruction that God is giving us at that time. When all else doesn't make sense, when everything doesn't seem to work, we must listen for the instruction that God is giving. In this case, God says, "Stretch your hand to the river." And Moses stretched his hand, and everything began to change. The river began to part ways. And it seemed to me that it didn't happen on an instant. It began to happen gradually, because it says it happened through the night. So for you and I don't know whatever you are going through. What we need to understand is that it may take a process. But if God has started, if God has said it, he will do it. It may take a process, but it will be accomplished. So it happened all through the night. And God made sure he protected them before and behind. Pillar of fire and cloud of light. Praise God. And just like I said before, this miracle, even though it's a miracle, perfect miracle, they needed faith to engage it. Seeing that river alone is scary. A river that became a wall. But they kept going forward. And if it doesn't make sense, the summary of everything today is that, you know what? Even if it doesn't make sense, we must keep going forward. The only important thing is to move. Now, it doesn't matter if God has been speaking for 100 years. You saw a vision, you saw a trance, you heard dreams, people confirmed it, prophets said it. If we don't move, nothing moves. If we don't take a step, nothing moves. Moses stretched his hand, and when the river parted ways, they moved. Remember Elijah, when he prayed that the rain should fall again after the several years of famine. He kept praying. The moment he heard God, the moment he saw the hand of God, even though it was tiny, what did he do? He began to move. He told Ahab, You better move now, because that hand is going to become plenty. For some of us, the situations of our life is going to start like you seeing the hand out of the sea. But when you see the hand, don't wait for the hand to become a storm or a full rain. God's hand is still God. He saw a cloud like a man's hand, and he said, "That's enough." That is God at work. If you see his finger, it means his presence. I know we always say if you see his finger, you see his outstretched arm when you worship him. But if you see his finger, even if it's his fingernail, it means he's there. I've never seen one person before that you see his hand and you don't see his body when he's not been dismembered. No. If you see his hand, it means he's there. If you see God's hand in any area of life, it means God is there. Are you trusting God for financial breakthrough? And you see God's hand in your health, it means God is in your life. We just need to understand how to engage that other area of life. Are you experiencing financial breakthrough and some other things are not working? But it still means God is there. Because if you can see his hand in any area, it means he's there with you. And God said to that blind man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Even though he didn't have eyes, it was left for him to find a way to go and wash. But he must do his own part of the deal. Whatever God has commanded him, he must do it. Remember this man from Samaria, this leader of the king that was leprous. And the servant of God told him, go and wash in River Jordan 7 times. He did it the first time, the second, the third, the fourth, the sixth, maybe 6 and a half. Nothing happened. But when the obedience was complete, the hand of God was shown. God began working for the first time. You may just not see it. So, have you obeyed God the first time? God said you should do something, you did it. He said you should give, you give. He said you should win souls, you won souls. He said you should pray, you prayed. He said you should fast, you fasted. You've been doing everything. But remember that it doesn't matter if you have not seen his hand. The moment you began to obey him, God began to work. Remember in the Israelites case, he was working at night, which meant maybe they were even sleeping. They didn't know anything was happening. And then they woke up and the river already parted. For you and I, God is telling you that, see, you may think you have not seen his hand from January. God has been working. You don't need to see it. If you keep moving on, if you keep doing what it says, if you keep speaking the right words, you will just suddenly see that the river has fully parted. And I pray that will be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Just keep moving. Take the first step. Take the second one. Take the third one. If you want to climb a tower, you don't say you want to jump to the top of the tower. You take one step at a time. So, what is that thing that God has put in your heart and in my heart? Take the first step. Second step. Maybe it's the 100th step that will take you there. But the first step, from the first step, you began to move forward. That is minus one step. Praise God. And forget past experiences. Even as we wrap up, forget past experiences. Maybe you had past failures before. We must forget it and focus on what God has said. He said, do not look back. Whoever lays his hand on a plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It means it's not fit to enter the kingdom of God literally. It also means it's not fit to enjoy the benefits of the kingdom. If you lay your hands, you must stick to it till the end. And finally, forget past successes. The only thing we need past successes for will be one, to be grateful to God, to show gratitude. And secondly, for us to build our faith again, just like David. David said, see, when the bear and the lion came to me, I overcame them, I destroyed them. This Goliath is just like any of them. That's the purpose of past successes. We need to understand that God, I did it before, we do it again. So, what are you faced with? What is that dream? What is that goal? What has God said to you? Because you have not seen it in years, doesn't mean it's not happening. Joseph also did not see anything, so to say. In fact, if anything, he was going from fry pan to fire. But guess what? God was working. God was taking him closer to the palace. But all we saw was he was in prison, but God was taking him closer to the palace. So for you and I, we must always look at what God said, not even what we are going through. We must maximize the moment, praising God at all times, so that like Abraham, we keep praising God until the desire comes. And I pray for every one of us today that as we begin to stir up our faith again and forget what has not happened from January till now and say, God, this is my own December. That even if it doesn't happen in December, I will still praise you. Just like the three Hebrew boys. Say, even if our God is not able to save us, my life, my heart to him is more important. That should be our attitude. That even if what I'm expecting, I've done everything I think I should do and nothing else makes sense now, but I will keep praising him. That is when God rises up and that is when God shows up. Praise the Lord. So that's the end of the episode today, and I pray that as you step out this week, you are blessed in Jesus' name.
The good success that comes.